Next question is Fannie, F-A-N-N-I-E, Nash, N-A-S-H. 71-year-old woman currently on hospice with chronic systolic congestive heart failure. Patient also has a history of hypertensive heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, and angina. Oh, without angina, period. Patient has COPD, neuropathy, gout, anxiety, obesity, spinal stenosis, and chronic pain. Oh, thank you. Patient also has a history of atrial fibrillation. Her MAC is at 36, period. KPS got 40%, period. Patient is obese. I believe patient has undiagnosed sleep apnea causing her pedal edema, right-sided heart failure, period. She uses her albuterol on a regular basis, period. She's on 2 liters of oxygen with O2 sats of 96%, blood pressure 160 over 90, and pulse of 95, period. Patient lives with her grandson and has a provider, period. She sleeps on 3 pillows, period. She's been more short of breath and using her nebulizer at least 3 or 4 times a day, period. She uses a walker to ambulate, and it's becoming harder for her to ambulate because of her shortness of breath and her pain, period. Her last MAC was at 35.5 KPS at 40%, as I said that, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.